draft, and we'll get on the agenda. I have a little short story to read here, so I'm gonna get underway with that. I'm sure that, as has happened in the past, the timing will be perfect. As soon as I finish reading this, the rest of the commissioners will be here. Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing First Bureau Development Services staff. We have Tim Aaron here somewhere, and Nancy Kwan. And Kara Ferravanti for the second item in the audience. The members of the commission here today are myself, but I expect that Jeff Stir will be on for the second item. Tim Eddy will be here. Paul Schlesinger and Andrew Jansky will also be here shortly. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor, provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict or interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Type 3. For type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are specifically identified in the staff report. Staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue includes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues related to the proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days of decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Roy.
I'm glad you're missing us. This hearing is tape recorded and all speakers need to. You can. I'll be another 20 minutes. No, I'll be just a few minutes. This hearing is tape recorded and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. Page 2. Hearing procedure for type 3. 1. Staff will show slides of site surrounding area. 2. Staff will present a report. Staff report will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. 3. Applicant will present their report. Opportunity for rebuttal will be offered later prior to the vote by the commission. 4. Public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. The chair has the option of imposing 3 to 5 minute limit. It will be 3 minutes, and I'm going to hold to that from here on. 5. Public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal. Chair has the option of imposing 3 to 5 minute time limit. It will be 3 minutes on that as well. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to let the testimony of the opponents. 7. Public testimony will be closed. 8. Any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, that the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 9, after the record is closed to all parties, all other parties, the applicant will have additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 10, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request, in the case of a tie vote or any motion, on any motion, that motion will fail. 11, if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of this decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. The first case today is LU 07146049. This is a continuance from September 20th, both architecture, Cassidy Balder, 810 Northwest Marshall Street. This is the Ziva World Headquarters. We don't have a farm yet, so it will be a few months. Let's get it for me. Tim Eddy has just joined us. So there was some concern by staff that they would be staying for the end of hearing. This is quite a number of staff. So I don't know, I suggested that, so I'm sure if there were a call or email or ask for we now have a quorum, so I guess let's get underway.
Certainly. Thanks for your time this afternoon, commissioners. I know, I guess I'll just start really quick by saying, if you feel like it's been busy, believe me, it's been very busy on our end too. So thanks for your extra time and extra hearings and listening to audio tapes, and thank you. So this project was here, land use review LU 07-146049 ETMEP, the Devo World headquarters, 2 weeks ago. The applicant heard responses from the commission relating to the detail and quality of the rooftop screening of this building, considering it's adjacent to the taller Station Place tower to the south. Also some concerns regarding the interstitial space, if you will, above the first floor element that divides the properties. And other issues related to screening and some minor details on the project. The applicant team went back and spoke with staff, and has the staff's purview resolved all the issues raised by the commission. You have a staff report recommending full approval. The pertinent language, and I'll direct you to it, by page number in the report on page 14, in italicized typeface bold, our additional findings relating to the new rooftop equipment, or rather the screening for the rooftop equipment.
Tim, excuse me for a second, is that page 14, you said?
Correct, towards the top. There's two paragraphs.
Do you have an extra page 14?
Which it describes the changes made and as they need to be reflected in the staff report recommendation. We also, the pertinent exhibits, and the applicant will of course go through these, are related on essentially C42, C43, 44, 45, talking about the landscape planners that they're providing that interstitial space between the larger volume of the buildings. Finally, there has been a condition added for our discussion at the last hearing. Condition D, which is worded right now, simply states the bamboo plantings on the first floor roof adjacent to the Station Place tower building must be installed within 3 years, no later than October 4th, 2010. And this was to acknowledge that the timing of putting the planting in during construction might be better to wait and give them some time to put this project together. At the last hearing, the commission thought that that would be amenable. So that's where I have it. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Yeah, Tim.
Do you have an extra report? It seems like I don't have any of the emails.
My report is similarly.
They're all, I think they're all the same.
Full report.
They're all the same.
Well, we have all the.
I'll give you a clean copy while the applicant lets you know what they did.
Okay. Can we have the applicant? Good afternoon.
Happy to welcome back. Thank you.
You have my even for you, or if you just have five.
I don't have any pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
you, Tim. And so we are back here, I think with some good, after the feedback we got in our last meeting, we've been able to make some good headway and adjustments to the two concerns that were brought up. Just to reorient everyone, this is the building site here just off of Lovejoy and Ninth. View from that intersection, and you can start to see the space between the two buildings there that we're gonna address. Again, I just wanted to reorient everyone, kind of bring us back up into people's awareness. So the space I want to deal with first here is the 18 foot wide kind of light well between the two buildings. You can see the main Ziva entrance here in this slide, and then above that one-story area is the area that we tried to introduce some additional kind of screening in the form of landscaping. So the idea here is basically to extend the internal program kind of out into that area, and this plan shows the idea probably best where we have, again, these kind of closed spaces with kind of solid program elements like conference rooms, administrative areas, and project rooms, and then these kind of more open areas where we have blazing here at both ends. We're really seeing through the entire building. So those are the areas where we try to, you know, focus some plantings, and then we're just introducing a texture in the ground plane in the form of some different colored, pea gravel, basically. And in addition to that, so that's basically the idea. I think, you know, the biggest concern, both from Ziva's standpoint and I would presume from the Station Place tower, tenants is the view directly across and to each other's, you know, different buildings. So we're putting these tall bamboo planters right in the area in front of the windows at Ziva, on Ziva's building. We consulted with a bamboo specialist here in town. Who recommended that we work with this Philostachys genus bamboo. So there are a number of them to choose from. But basically they do tend to grow fairly tall, even beyond 20 feet tall. So we think that's a good solution. We did show him some of the different light studies that we had that were easily, you know, ready to plug into our computer program, so we're able to look at, you know, where the sun is and how much of it is coming in. That was a concern, but he was confident that this would work fine. Making sure that we had a large enough planter, which we actually beefed up a little bit, so 3 feet deep. And it'll also have a drip system, so that it's important for bamboo to be adequately watered, that you don't want to actually soak the roots. So he had some good suggestions for us in that regard. Here you can see a couple other views where we're kind of running this we're running this white gravel up the building, where we have a base, and then in this case the banding between the second and third floor windows. And then the other issue we were asked to take a look at was how we're handling the mechanical screen. And again, just to refresh people's memory, we're approximately 45 feet away from the Station Place tower to the south. So prior to this, there was a proposal where we were going to grow vines along the south edge, and that didn't seem to be the best idea in terms of, you know, concerns about how well that was going to work. I mean, was it really going to, what if the vines died and all those kinds of, those are good, I think, concerns that we took part in. And, so in this case, we're looking at a simple wood plane along that south edge that will be solid, and we think, you know, further mitigate any noise spilling out from the units, and also provide a warm kind of view, you know, a warm temperature as we're looking across that roof area. So that, I think we are, you know, this is again Marantz wood that we're using in other areas of building, so it'll seem like a good, you know, kind of contrast to the main body of the building, and I think that's going to work very well. We appreciate the suggestion on that. And I think, you know, that's really all I have for today. So open it back up to the panel. Thank you again for your comments.
Have you talked with Station Police?
Yeah,
prior to this.
We met with them again and showed them, you know, these proposals. They were satisfied and appreciated our taking another look at what the potential.
Other questions from the commission?
In the roof garden area, is there any lighting other than the interior light? The exterior lighting in that area.
We have a budget for some electrical in that area. I don't know that we have plans to uplight too much there. I don't know if that's really a good idea.
That would be my concern, yeah. Especially in light of 20 feet.
Yeah.
And here's your neighbor and
yeah, I think that we might not do that.
I mean, there are places that I would push for lighting, but that's not being.
Yeah, there's no plan anywhere to put some electrical outlets out there. That's about it.
Right.
Any other questions? Okay, I don't have any forms here, but these forms are for people who wish to speak. If there's anyone in the audience that would like to speak, philosophically, as Nancy, and I would just offer an opportunity for right now for anyone that would like to speak. Regarding this case, okay. Well, I guess what I guess you could even say that.
Okay.
Why don't we start with that? We'll go around.
Thank you, Lloyd. Let me back up. I was pleased with the design when you came before us last time, and also with the report that Tim put forward was ready to approve your last time here. The changes are minor. You've listened to us, the commission, on changes specifically to the top roof and also to the roof part.
Is that one? That's Sarah.
And ready to approve this project. Again, I want to thank Tim both for the last report and chapter two, even though I was missing even pages. Pleased with you.
Well, thanks for taking a look at it closer. You got good advice last time to do what you guys did. The bamboo is definitely consistent with the building character, and I think it'll provide a year-round screening effect. I have some in my house, and that's exactly where I use it. It works great. So, provide texture, moving element, wood of screen is appropriate and will work towards addressing the sound. So, I did like the project last time too. I was just concerned with the addressing the neighbor's concern and your tip on that. So, also, Paul.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I wasn't at the last hearing, but I did have the pleasure of listening to the tapes and reviewing the material. Aside from the issues that you've concentrated on today, which it appears that you've addressed in meeting the Station Place folks, have gotten beyond those issues, I appreciate that. In terms of the overall building, since I didn't get a chance to comment the last time, I appreciate the way the program has been manipulated to put the commercial space on the ground floor. I think that's a far better solution than the previous program on the site. And I actually think it's still a building that's more appropriate and will fit well and finish that corner, the corner that block out well with the Station Place and the Station Place garage. In that regard, I think it's working quite well. The selection of the materials and the patterning, I also think it's very handsome. So that's really all I have. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. I'm in agreement with everyone on the commission. I think you did a great job. Couple of things, just sort of housekeeping, landscape drawings. You should have a planting plan, details of planters. Those things should be submitted to staff.
Yeah, I think the detail sheet that you saw in the presentation today, I have at least electronically. So,
okay.
Is the species spec enough for it?
We'll file a status, it's just in general. It's just a general species. There are a lot of different varieties.
Right. Cool.
So,
well, now
just make sure that it's on that residential feed that's hardy in that shade there. One thing, one comment on the white rock is that it's moss. I don't know, something you want to think about in there, because it really was nice when you've done it very clean.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things. And I like the wood screen. I thought that was a nice parking area for this one. So I think what I would do now is
I'm afraid to motion to approve the Chapter 2 staff report and take Lloyd's comments on
It's not going to be heard. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the one that's
Jester will be joining us now.
Hmm? Yvonne has this asking continued to September 6th. And then she has it down here. Yep, it's today and next hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
That's pessimistic.
Mike's date is when he's off the commission.
Thank you, Mike.
Good to see you.
Karen, can I ask a housekeeping question on this? We're not voting on this.
Yvonne has to. That's landlords.
That's what this thing here is.
No, that's what the plan commission is.
Yeah.
He died.
Yvonne doesn't have it.
Okay, that's cool.
We don't have a staff report on this today, and I think Kara will give us a rundown on the schedule. What we're going to do is focus on the cafe building, and the design team will brief us on any headway they made on any of the issues remaining on the park briefing. Anyone wishing to speak in the audience needs to fill out a yellow form, and you can give it to Nancy Kwan over here to my left, and we'll be done with them. Everyone ready? Go ahead, Kara. You go ahead and get started.
Thanks. I'm going to be brief, just describing where we've been on this project. The first and only hearing you've had on this happened on September 6th, and at that time there was not a staff report for any approval, and there were quite a few design commission comments. So the first request of you was to summarize those comments, and that's the memo that's being handed out to you now. You reviewed the draft a few weeks ago, and the memo is, this final memo is in the draft. However, we added the comments from a subcommittee.